KMPS HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing on you.
248-545 Soul.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together,
we're Voices of Soul. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so that you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, JeanAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I've got a ton of tools out there to help you grow. So while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'll give you a free membership to the online InnerSpeak cards. And you can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing while you're there. Lori?
I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years' experience and intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me on my website, intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me. We can also take advantage of a special that Gene and I offer. It's only for Sky listeners. It's half an hour. We'll talk more about that as the hour goes by. We're here. We did this really great session about an hour ago, and I thought we would sort of play on that and talk about, you know, how to follow your heart and how to, you know, really get connected. So we're here to offer guidance and clearing, so you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can comment on instant feedback, which was right on the homepage of Sky Radio. And just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting. The clearer you are, the better we can assist you with. And I thought it was a great kind of discussion that we were going on about, you know, I think a lot of people right now are kind of feeling some interesting disconnects, and we had some information about that. And there's Jean's dog. It always goes back to one thing, and it's, you know, what does your heart truly desire? Like, what is really important to your heart? And I think, you know, that's where we have to start, because the heart is the leader. It will always, you know, the heart must lead in our lives if we want to evolve and we want to get out and unstuck from the fear. And I think a lot of people are experiencing some interesting dynamics going on right now. So this is why we're here. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you on that, Lori, because it seems like, you know, just with the session work that I've done privately, plus the one that, you know, you and I did together with our tag team special, that all of us, everybody who's on their path and is serious about it, is being, I hate to use the word tested, but we're being pushed to really let go of all of our fear and all of our doubt. And so that any place in our life where that is still apparent is being sort of brought into the forefront right now. And things are changing so fast. You know, I think on a global basis from a consciousness standpoint that we're all a little bit sort of off balance, because I think that we've been engendered to believe that change means loss.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't. It's just change. But we have to adapt to that. It's interesting because in my work, InnerSpeak, one of the files is a file called Wilderness. And what that's all about is that we go into this place of wilderness every time we raise our consciousness, every time we shift and go higher. And what happens in the wilderness is that we have to renegotiate our relationship with the outer world. We've got to really figure out who we are today versus who we were last week when we were at a different level of consciousness. And we forget that that happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we get blindsided. But it always happens. I mean, we always have to see who we are relative to everything around us. When we change, everybody changes.
Right. I think that's probably a very valid point. I think we, you know, there's, and we have agreement.
Sorry, I'm on the radio right now.
I think what happens is that we get, you know, we do get used to a certain vibration, whether that's, you know, it's like what's safe to us, and we expect it.
Oh, come here.
Even though we want change, we expect it to be, you know, the same. So there's this part of us that when change happens, we're worried about the change, and it's like the unknown. It's we're always kind of, the fear is what's the unknown, like what's going to happen now. And I think, you know, a lot of people are kind of going through some interesting stuff. So we'd like to hear from you so that we can assist in any way possible. But I think we're all here growing at the same time, and we're all, you know, trying to understand little different things that are going on. Looks like we have a phone call. Jean, are you still with us? Okay. I'm not sure. Oh, are you back? No, okay. All right. So Jean is dealing with whatever's going on in her yard there that's making the dog go a little bit crazy.
Contractors who are building a fence for the dog.
Right.
And he had a question for me, so he was standing at the door. So the dog was going crazy.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good. We do have our first caller. You want to start? You ready? All right, let's bring, is it Tanya?
Yeah.
Tanya.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Tanya. Okay.
Hi, so, how are you?
Good. So you're looking to meet someone, not dating right now, and just wondering what you can do to get out there?
Yeah, just, you know, just any advice that you guys see as far as meeting my future husband.
Okay. So let's start with just, you know, first just meeting somebody instead of making it the husband, because what happens when we put that kind of expectation on is that we get really caught up in that. And we don't, that's the one kind of deadly place that you don't want to go to when you start a relationship. And typically as women, we tend to go there. What I'm picking up right now is one, this is kind of, you're in a respite time. How long ago was it that you were out of relationship? Like, when was your last relationship? When did it end?
I'm still lingering on in the last relationship. There's someone that I still see, but we're not in a relationship.
Okay. Okay, so that's kind of part of the problem, because your energy is still... there's something about that relationship, that one that you really liked, and there's a part of you still, maybe even consciously, that would like that relationship to work still. So that is part of the problem. So I see lots of new beginnings happening for you, but you right now, it's like your energy is not ready to start a new relationship as much as you believe it might be, and that's part of the issue, part of it, because there's one still sort of around you and in your energy, which is not allowing you to be open. But there's a part of you that just needs to heal from something, and I'm going to guess that it was, if it wasn't the last relationship, but I think a lot of them have been holding a similar pattern for you, and because of that, you need to sort of heal from that. There's something that you are continually to create around relationships, and so that's why That's why there's not one there right now. But because there is sort of one there right now, it's definitely holding you back. So I want you sort of to look at the last relationship and how it's sort of still continuing in your life. And it's not to say to have friends, because I think that's really important to hold a vibration when you're in a relationship and then having them as your friends later. But you really want to look at what the patterns have been in your relationship so that you can sort of let those patterns go and to transform and move into a different direction. But Jean, what are you getting?
Okay, well, the first thing, even before I started pulling up cards, I saw in front of me in neon lights, intimacy. And there's a fear, Tanya, that you have, and when I started pulling the cards, it actually comes from a past life. But I think the sense that I get of this relationship, that the reason why it's not meeting your needs, but the reason why you're still in it, has to do with lack of intimacy. I think that maybe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you just can't seem to get that level of connection that would take the relationship to a higher level and be more permanent, be one that you could potentially consider making a commitment to. And it, like I said, it goes back to a past life, but what it's causing for you in this lifetime is self-sabotage, which means that you would go on, if you didn't heal this, you would go on and attract another relationship that would also be missing intimacy. So what happened to you in this other lifetime was that the man that you were with cheated on you and was taken away from you by another woman. And what this did to your soul was it caused your soul to feel alienated and alone. And the belief you came away from the relationship was that you were broken, that this happened because you weren't good enough. So, you know, it's engendered this fear around really fully opening yourself to a relationship at every level. So let's clear this so that you can move forward. And the first thing we need to do is we need to remove this transparent egg of protection that you put around yourself so that you can begin the process of getting close to someone. So I want you to close your eyes and look out at the edge of your field. Find the transparent egg and ask your higher self to dissolve that egg because it's keeping you from being able to fully connect to any other human being.
Okay. Well, a lot of that, a lot of what you said was true. Mm-hmm. I do need like help to try to move forward,
right?
But I really don't know how.
Well, we're going to do some of that right now. You got the bubble gone. I can see that's clearly gone. So now what I want you to do is you've got old thought forms that you're carrying inside your body and out in your field from this past life about not being good enough. But some of these are also from this lifetime as well. It's just old stuck energy, but it just keeps attracting to you people, places, and situations that make you feel like you're broken or make you feel alienated and alone. I want you to look inside your body and out in your field and find all the areas of old stuck energy and just let the angels take them to the light. And then I want you to go find this woman that was you in another lifetime who was cheated on and who lost the man that she loved to another woman. And I want you to find this energy and I want you to take her by the hand. And the two of you need to walk together into Saint Germain's beautiful violet flame and allow everything that's holding you back in this lifetime and that held her back in her lifetime to be burned away from you so that you can move forward into connection and intimacy with others. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in and face this issue today. The first blessing is renewed faith in yourself. The second one is opening to miracles. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And we thank you for calling in. You're welcome. And it's time for us to take our first break today. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more about moving into change without fear. And we're going to be providing you with readings and clearings. So call in now. The The number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
You are not alone. There are angels that help guide your life in time of need. Contact your angel by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Acclaimed medium, Laura Lee will contact your dearly departed spirit guides and your angel too to help you find closure, guidance, or insight regarding matters of the heart. As seen on Fox, NBC, TLC, PBS, and the Discovery Channel, medium Laura Lee has the ability to tap into heaven's realms and peer into your life, relationships, financial, health, and or career concerns. Learn how to raise some heaven in your life by joining Laura Lee's Spirit Salon on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Each week, you'll learn valuable tips to help your spirit soar high and to make that connection to your inner guidance. Hear inspirational stories from listeners who have personally experienced heavenly miracles. And most importantly, chat with medium Laura Lee to contact the other side. Come raise some heaven with Laura Lee's Spirit Salon, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on New Sky Radio. The Sky.
Lost everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, baby, it's a while. Hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. You know I've seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Remember you like a child, girl. Baby, I love you, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And it's hard to get by just upon a smile.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori, balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Lori Houston. Gene, Adrian, and I are always Voices of Soul. We have two shows a month, so it is the second and fourth Monday of every month. We've been talking a little bit about following our hearts and what that's like. We got lots of people on that are waiting to get some readings and clearings. So if you also are wanting to, I would suggest calling in now. The phone number is 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and get some feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. Gene and I have a special. So if the work that we're doing and you're enjoying it and you want a little bit more in-depth and personal, you can get a half-hour special. It's only $75. We'll, again, talk more about that as we go through the hour. And we have another caller. It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you've applied for a couple jobs, and you're wanting to know if you get either of them.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about the two jobs.
Okay. One actually is for working for the welfare office. There's two locations in two different counties. So there's actually two different positions that I could potentially get. And then the other one, so there's actually three positions.
Okay.
Two there, and then there's one working for a veterans hospital. They're all state positions, which I currently work for the state. This one would be working for, like, disabled veterans that are retired, so they're elderly.
Okay. I get a good feeling about either of them, or I guess all three of them. It's kind of what, you know, I think at this point, you know, really decide what you would like to do, whether you would like, you know, which one of the ones or what of the three that you would really like. I get that you're moving up in the ladder, like they're not just lateral, they're promotions. So, the one with, you know, the welfare, it looks like it's a good fit for you and that you'll enjoy it more. Although it's possible that the veteran hospital is paying more. So I'm not sure, you know, what it is that you're necessarily looking for, but, so think about, you know, kind of what environment, like maybe even go check out the offices to see, you know, where it would be a nicer fit for you. And I think because you're in the state that they would allow you to do that. So I mean, that's what I would suggest. I mean, check it out, like go and see and feel where you feel more comfortable. Especially once the offers come through, maybe that's the time to go. But I get that, you know, all of them are kind of, you know, it's just what, you know, what will fit better for you. Maybe once Gene does the clearing for you, you'll be able to be more clear about what it is that you are wanting. Gene?
Yeah, absolutely. And the sense I get on this, Amy, you know, Lori's right on. The reason why you're even calling us to ask this question has to do with an internal belief in, I got to struggle. I have to struggle all the time. And so we need to clear that away because, yeah, I get the sense you could have any of these jobs,
mm-hmm.
You know, but yet you're like doubting it and allowing it to overwhelm you, worrying about, okay, well, if I do this one, is it going to be okay? Or if I do that one, is it going to be better? And that kind of thing. Am I right?
A little bit. I'm just hoping that I get an offer. I want to help people, and I'm more behind a desk right now, and it's a real negative atmosphere where I'm at also, and it's just wearing me down right now where I'm at, and they're constantly harassing people where I'm at, and it's just, it's
gotcha.
Really not a good atmosphere where I'm at right now, and I just kind of want to be in a positive, you know, positive place. And that's what I keep putting out there. And, you know, I want to be in a positive atmosphere helping people. And that's where probably the hesitation is, where, I don't want to be in the same type of atmosphere.
Exactly. And that's, I'm really glad you called today because, you know, unless you clear what's going on underneath the conscious level, then you have the potential of creating the same kind of atmosphere wherever you go, even though it might not be there. you know, at the beginning, you could create it again. So how it comes up with the InterSpeak cards is as a parallel life. So it's an aspect of you in another dimension. And what's happened to her is that the stuff that she loves has gotten taken away from her, and she feels powerless to do anything about it. And in order to protect herself, she's closed her heart. And so where you're resonating with this other dimensional aspect of you is at the level of the closed heart. And she has this belief in struggle, and it's that belief in struggle that's kind of holding your heart closed to all the possibilities. Because, you know, we create through our heart. So what I want you to do is close your eyes and find this aspect of yourself that is dealing with struggle and having something she loves taken away from her and feeling powerless to do anything about it. I want you to connect heart to heart with her and ask her, what can I do to help you? And then I want you to, this is the same as the last clearing, but there's around you, baby, there is a transparent egg that's blocking you from getting what you want. You know, it's like you're trying to protect having what you love taken away from you. So you put this egg up, but it's keeping you from getting the offers and the new position, the ability and the flexibility to move. So I want you to look out at the edge of your field and dissolve that transparent egg. And then finally, I want you to help this aspect of yourself to forgive whoever it was that took what she loved away from her, because she's holding on to some resentment and judgment. So just help her to forgive whatever or whoever it was that has caused her pain. Cool, and just let her go. You don't need to be running her energy anymore. And you receive blessings from the angels for calling in today. Your first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And your second blessing is release from overwhelm. And it's gratitude that owns the clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides. And we thank you for calling in today, because everybody who listened to this clearing and did the work along with you is getting a healing as well. So thank you.
And let us know what happens, Amy.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so looks like whatever was happening last week, which was really slow. Okay, perfect. It's like picking up. So, again, anybody who wants to have a reading and healing today, you want to give us a call as soon as possible. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in instant feedback. With instant feedback, just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know, so that we can assist in offering any guidance possible. And the clearing, because Jean often has questions with when she's doing the work. So it is nicer if you give us a call, but we know that people are working, so it's okay to do instant feedbacks. Just be really clear about what you're wanting. Why don't we go to our next break before we start the next?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. All righty. So you're listening to Jean Adrian and Laura Houston on Voices of Soul. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com. You can find Lori at intuitivesoul.com. And while you're on my website, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'm going to give you a free subscription to the online version of these InterSpeak cards, the ones that I'm using to do the clearing, so you can do this work on yourself. And after the break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings, so call in now, 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685, and we'll be right back. Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Om Times Magazine is a leading voice in the conscious community, published twice a month. Each issue is packed with articles about spirituality, healing, relationships, metaphysics, and new ways for you to grow to be the person you are intended to be. New articles are also posted daily on the website. Get connected at www.omtimes.com. Om Times, changing your vibration one article at a time.
I miss the rush of your skin, and I miss the still of the silence as you breathe out and I breathe in. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, make you believe, make you forget. So come on, get higher, kissing my lips, faith and desire, the swing of your hips, just pull me down hard and drown me in love. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, the swing of your hips, just pull me down hard and drown me in love. I miss the sound of your voice, the loudest thing in my head, and I ache to all the violent, sweet, perfect words that you said. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, I'd make you believe, I'd make you forget. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and the swing of your hips, just pull me down hard and drown me in love. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, swing your hips, just pull me down hard and drown me in love. I miss the pull of your heart, I taste the sparks on your tongue, I see angels and devils. God, when you come on, oh, on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Sing shallow.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. We're open for some readings and clearings now, so give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or come in and instant feedback, and again, just be really clear so that we can assist you best. All right, well, we do have an instant feedback from Jill. Jill has met this man recently and feels genuinely connected to him. Just wondering what we see and whether this is going to be a long-term quality relationship. All right, so, you know, Jill, first off, I get, you know, just have some fun. Enjoy everything about, you know, what's going on in your life right now, instead of trying to, you know, book it into something, or whether it's long term or not. I think, you know, we so get caught up in needing it to be the one that we don't enjoy where we're at. And I think I've certainly been in that boat, and I think we all kind of are, you know, looking for, you know, this relationship that is mostly in our minds instead of what's real. And I think, you know, that's the place where you should start the most. I think it is something that you've definitely been looking for and wanting. I think there's some Other things going on, though, as well. I think that this is a karmic connection, that you're learning something together about. I think that there are some fears around it. So I think what's going on is that it's really about you moving through some of the things that have prevented you in the past from really creating the intimacy that Jean was speaking about earlier and that we've talked about in the last few shows. You know, intimacy is one of those areas that, you know, we get so caught up in what we think we need, or what we, you know, what we imagine that is, you know, the pinnacle of relationships, that we kind of, you know, kind of control and manipulate things. We don't communicate truthfully or authentically. You don't, I would just really think about what it is that you, you know, truly, what your heart truly desires in a connection with another person, and allow that to sort of unfold instead of trying to create it. Just allow it to sort of be what you're wanting it, and allow it to sort of unfold into what it really is supposed to be. And whether it's long-term or not, just enjoy what you have and allow that to sort of be what guides you in your next steps, instead of worrying about, you know, whether you're good enough, whether they're good enough, what, you know, whether it's you or them. And it just, it gets all messy. Just kind of let your head stuff go and just follow your heart. Jean?
Yeah, and it's interesting because you picked up on the fact this is a karmic connection. There's a past life wound that needs to be healed. And I actually found two past lives that you've been with this man. So that's the reason why you feel so connected to him. You've known him before. And at least one of them wasn't really pretty. You guys were in, you were married in another lifetime, and something happened that you had a child that was taken away from you. I don't know if the child died, but it caused a rift in the relationship, and there's a lot of unhealed wounding from that. And the soul reaction, that which is where you are right now, is lack of forgiveness from that old relationship is going to drive a wedge between you and this guy if it's not taken care of. The stuck belief is, I am separate. I'm separate from God. I'm separate from others. So all this stuff is being held in your heart center, baby. I want you to put your attention on your heart center and ask your heart center to open up and release all of the old wounds from these old lifetimes with this man, so that your heart can heal itself. So just let all this stuff come flowing out of your heart and flow away into the light. Because holding on to these old wounds is just the death knell for this relationship ongoing. And now what I want you to do is I want you to go find yourself in this old lifetime. One of these lifetimes took place in the United States. The other one took place in Australia. And I want you to find these aspects of your soul. And I want you to take these women by the hand. And the three of you walk together into that beautiful violet flame bonfire of Saint Germain, and let all of this old pain and misery and all the resentment and the lack of forgiveness be burned away once and for all. And then finally, what I want you to do is pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror. And as you see your image in the mirror, you're going to see that you're being overshadowed by these two other women that are not you, but they were you. And I want you just to gently blow on the image in that mirror and blow their images away so that you can see yourself clearly as the powerful being of light that you are. And you receive blessings for having the courage to call in and look at this. And your first blessing is centeredness and calmness. It's going to enable you to see and accomplish your purpose. And your second blessing is opening to miracles. So just take a moment and give thanks, because it's gratitude that owns every clearing.
Nice. All right. So we have another caller. It's Cheryl.
Hey.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm having a hard time with a little bit of depression and trying to figure out what to do as far as jobs and not feeling at home anywhere.
Okay. So the job you're in, you're not feeling at home? Like,
no, not anymore, and I need to move on, and I'm having a hard time figuring out how to do that and where to go.
Okay. When did this all start happening?
Well, it's been happening for a long time. I feel really stuck.
Okay. What I'm picking up is that there's some sort of karmic thing going on. So it's something that you're learning, and I don't know necessarily if it's, you know, someone in the job that you have a strong connection with that you are learning from, or whether it's just the type of work that you're doing is a karmic type thing. But there's something going on that it's about you balancing something out and learning something with regards to, I mean, in all jobs, it's usually relationships that are most of the problem. So there's some type of connection relationship in the job that is a little bit of the problem right now, that is kind of impacting how you feel when you're at work. And that's a karmic thing. I'm also getting, you know, there's a lot of fears around work and therefore pay. So, you know, whether you want to leave, how you leave, you know, whether there'll be something else there to sort of back you up. So there's a lot of fears around making that choice and where you wanted to go. And, you know, we need to get more in touch with our heart. So when we're confused and we're in fear, we're not giving that space for our heart to communicate to us. So one of the things that I'm picking up is that you need to try and let go of the fear long enough to sort of quiet down so that you can sort of connect in with your heart and find out what your heart truly desires in this. Because your heart is the leader. It is the one that when your heart is in alignment with what you're wanting, then you can move forward. The gut kind of holds the fear and remembers patterns and recreates things, but it's your heart that will always lead you. And there's this piece of you that feels very disconnected and shut down, and it has obviously something to do with work and maybe, again, relationships in work. And it's really about, you know, reconnecting with yourself and just really opening your heart to allow that connection with your heart so that you can move towards what you're really wanting instead of kind of what you're stuck with right now. And that's part of it. Does that resonate with you?
Yes. In fact, we visited a church this weekend, and it was very emotional, and it was hard for me to be there because I have a hard time with feeling the emotions.
Okay. And were the people there some from work or?
No, nothing to do with work.
Right. Okay. It's just overflowing now into your private and personal life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, it's because I think it comes from your personal life, but we're going to have to go to break. But before we go to break, because we'll finish this up, if you'll hang on, we'll finish this up after break. But I got to know, what happened to you when you were 7 years old? I want you to ponder that one while we go to break.
Okay.
That's where this started.
Okay.
Okay. So
all right.
This is our last break for today. I'm Jean Adrian, and if you like the work that I'm doing with Laura Houston and you want more in-depth clearing, you can either visit me on jeanadrian.com or Lori on intuitivesoul.com and get a one-on-one session with us, or you can take part in our special that we do for Sky listeners. It's a half hour for $75. And when we come back from break, Lori's going to give you the phone number that you can call, or you can go to either one of our websites and contact us that way to get lined up for that. But so we're going to have time for probably one more call after we come back. The number's 248-545-7685. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewsSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was fried, all laced the buds, all twisted wrong in me. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now I'm fuzzy, stare from not being there, the confusing morning week. Impair my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. Gene will be back with us. Just make
Hi.
Sure I know. On Jean will be back. Oh, I guess it's the 23rd. Cool. And we do have Chris with us. We'll finish that up.
Cheryl.
Sorry, Cheryl. I knew that. we've been talking about our special. If you want to take our special. You can contact us either through our websites, which is jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com. It's a half hour for only $75, or you can call my toll-free number, which is 1-855-444-SOUL. So 855-444-7685. And we'll set that up. All right, so Jean, with Cheryl.
Yeah, so Cheryl, did you figure out what happened when you were 7?
Well, that's when I was really feeling alone, and I felt like I couldn't trust people, and my parents were fighting a lot, and I had a long walk to school that felt scary, and it was the first time I think I really felt alone.
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I pulled 2 setup cards, and the setup card said that there was a child or loved one taken away from you, and your heart was broken. I don't know if you can remember any of that or not, but the soul reaction card is exactly what you said. It said what this did to your soul was it made your soul feel alienated and alone and left you with a stuck belief of I don't deserve. So
yeah. Well, my grandma died about a year after that, and she had been ill for a long time.
Okay, that's probably what it was, because you probably loved her a lot, huh?
Yeah, she had a way of making us feel safe, and especially during that period, it didn't feel as safe.
Exactly, exactly. So all of these woundings are inside your heart center. I want you to put your attention on your heart chakra, and I want you to invite it to open up and let all this old wounding from age 7 and beyond pour out all of the feelings of insecurity, you know, all of the feelings of I don't deserve, all the aloneness, all the woundings from your parents fighting, and the disappointment at the loss of your grandmother that you love. Just let all the stuff go, baby, and allow your heart to heal itself. And in order to try to create a sense of safety for yourself, you've created one of those transparent shells around yourself as well. And that's what's keeping you from being able to figure out where to go or what to do. Because you can't see through this shell. Even though it's transparent, you know, you still can't see clearly where to move in your life or where you could find happiness. And it also keeps love and security from coming into you as well. So let's go out there and break that shell. Pretend like you're a chicken inside the egg. You know, little chickens, little chicks have an egg tooth, and they break their way out of the shell. So I want you just to do that with me right now. Just see the shell and just break your way out of the shell so it falls away and you can be free. You can shake all this stuff from the past off. And you have a message that's coming to you from this grandmother that you love so dearly. I want you just to pretend like in your imagination that you're holding up a big piece of white paper and allow your grandmother to write you a message on that big piece of paper. And as soon as she's done writing, then turn the paper around and you can read what it says. And it's a message for you. You don't have to read it out loud if you don't want to, but you can if you want to.
I think it would be you are special and you are loved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So you receive a blessing for having the courage to look at the reality around why you've been feeling this way and letting it go. And the blessing, the first blessing you receive is a healing. Your heart's been healed, sweetie. And the second blessing that you receive is opening to miracles. Now that you're outside that shell, then you are stepping into the field of pure potential. And you can now create exactly what you want in your life. And it's gratitude that owns the clearing. You just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, to your guides. And we thank you, and we surround you with love as well.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Let us know what happens.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, this has been a full hour.
Yes, it has.
It's a good thing we didn't get somebody else calling, because I don't think we would have been able to help them much.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know about you, Lori, but the sense that I get is I feel like I got a major shift in healing out of the work that we did today, because I felt so connected with all the callers and the instant feedback that, you know, I feel a shift.
Mm. I definitely feel something is happening for sure. There's some new, it's like everything is ready for us to sort of get clear about, you know, what we truly desire. And that's kind of why I wanted to have the show on, you know, following our heart. Cause I think, you know, it's really like, get back connected with that heart, that loving, you know, all-knowing soul connection. It's just that when we're stuck in fear, you know, it's not, we get caught up in a vibration that doesn't allow our heart to sort of fully open and express itself. And I think, you know, once you can sort of, one, acknowledge what level you're at with regards to fear, you can just sort of open up and allow this vibration to sort of overflow, and the heart can then, you know, do what it needs to do and open itself up.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that's something for us to, I think, all think about, because, you know, the only person that keeps us from having everything we want is just ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we can get a handle on that and actually accept that, then everything the negative begins to fall away, and we start to move into that place of just pure joy and bliss and peace and love.
Nice. Yeah. I agree.
So, I guess it's time for a wrap, huh?
I think it is.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to being with you guys again on the 23rd. So this has been a great show today, and I think we made a lot of progress for all of us. And so until we can come back next time, we all focus more on following our hearts and getting in that heart-centered space. And blessings to everyone out there. We really appreciate your support, and we send love and light to you. You've been listening to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. Ciao.
Ciao.